Do Virginia citizens have a right to know what happens during the deliberations that regulate their cell phone service and car insurance? Fairfax County Delegate Scott Surivel, a Democrat, thinks so. That's why he's pushing a bill that would make the State Corporation Commission subject to the Virginia Freedom of Information Act.
One of my favorite quotes is from Justice Louis Brandeis of the Supreme Court, United States Supreme Court, from back in the 1920s, when he wrote that a streetlight is the best policeman and sunshine is the best disinfectant.
At a meeting in Richmond to discuss the proposal, Brent Archer represented the gas utilities in opposition to the effort.
If the notes and the dialogue from those meetings were to be subject to FOIA, we feel like it would have a negative effect on the way that we operate our system and ultimately have a negative effect on the customers that we serve.
Margaret Newsom Fowler of Williamsburg spoke about how difficult it was for her to get information from Dominion Power during a dispute about installing power lines over the James River.
In our attempt as private citizens to fight this blight across the James, we learned how this game is played. This game is hardball, and the weapon is cash.
But Scott White, Deputy General Counsel to the State Corporation Commission, says opening the records might not be that easy.
It would be very hard to apply the public meetings provision to the commission because they operate in part as a judicial body.
A subcommittee of the Freedom of Information Advisory Council declined to endorse the bill, but Surivel says he'll introduce it anyway. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.